Let's see here. Patient number 027. I trust everything went well with the doctor. Welcome to the recovery room. I'm your nurse for today. You can call me Nurse Ashley, or just nurse if you want. I'll be taking care of your recovery after your operation. If you need anything at all during your stay here, don't hesitate to press this button. I'll come right on over. Now, let me just look at your chart here to find out why you're in this bed here today. All right, how am I taking care of you today? Male, no known allergies, no outstanding prior conditions. Healthy heart, lungs. So far, so good. Patient has no lesions, so broken bones, no internal injuries, no muscle aches and pains, no life-threatening illnesses. I don't get it. What you're here for? What surgery did you have? No surgery. Then why are you here? The doctor sent you here after you came in for a testicular exam. I see. Well, the good news is that there's nothing here about any cancers or cysts. So you're in the clear on that one. So why did... Oh wait, I see. Patient mentioned experiencing some pain along with a feeling of pressure building in his testes. Preliminary tests revealed no life-threatening causes. Doctor believes the patient is suffering from epididymal blue balls. Seriously? They have you in here for fucking blue balls. Unbelievable. You still feeling this pain and pressure build up? And I suppose you need your nurse to relieve the pressure, right? Of course you do. Because, God forbid, we teach people how to self-medicate. Let's see here. What do I need? Oils and lubricant. Something to sterilize. Some cleaning wipes. Oh, and gloves. Right then. Let's get this over with. Just lay back. Don't get in the way. I'll put the bed sheet down and pull this hospital gown up. Oh, no. Stop moving. I said lie back. Let me do my damn job. Okay, I'll start by applying some lubricant to my hand and proceed to stimulate your penis. Starting by slowly stroking the shaft with my fingers, allowing your erection to grow. Now that it's grown to a healthier size, I can grip my whole hand around a shaft, occasionally rubbing the head with my thumb for extra stimulation. Please let me know when you're ready to speed up. And if there's anything I can do to make this process quicker, for the both of us. Of course. I'd be happy to drop the sterile medical talk in favor of fluid words. If you think that will make you come faster, then by all means. Do you want me to jerk your cock a little faster now? Is this better? Good. I'm so happy to accommodate your needs. Yes? You want something more? My outfit. Want it sluttier. I guess I can hike up my skirt to show off my legs, as well as unbutton these top buttons. Don't worry, I only need one hand to do it. Unfortunately, there my bra is completely exposed, ample view of my cleavage. And you could almost see my ass if it wasn't for these leggings. Not that they hide much, anyway. I suppose you also want a better view, too, right? Fine. Let me climb on top and straddle you. Happy now? I'll even press my arms together to enhance the view. Yeah, I'm so smart. Give me a break. It doesn't take a medical degree to know guys like bigger tits. Now, while I'm up here, I'll use my other hand to stim to play with your balls. Being the cause of this problem, being as backed up as they are. So just relax and let me work. What? You want something else? For fuck, what? Dirty talk. Any particular style of dirty talk that you prefer? Dirty, self-degrading talk. Of course. I mean, of course, sir. This sluttiness just loves to stroke your filthy fucking cock and to massage your manly nutsack until you spurt out a giant fucking load all over my hands. Oh, yes, sir. I can't wait for you to completely cover me in your putrid sticky seed. Certainly hope your cock is just so powerful enough so that it could reach my face from here. Because there's nothing I love more in this world than making a man like you come in my hands. That's right. I was put on this earth just to drain your balls. That is my only purpose. I spent 7 years and hundreds of thousands of dollars putting myself through medical school just so I could jerk off this wonderful cock. What else can I do to get you to come? I want to personally drain these balls. I need to. In fact, the very thought of you leaving this hospital with a single drop of cum left in your balls is an insult to my profession. Oh, yes, sir. You will fucking honor me by ejaculating. What? Suck it. Drink it? Oh, for fuck's sake. Of course, sir. Allow this perverse nurse to slide back. Position myself to suck on your meaty cock, and please don't hesitate to come directly down my throat. I'm nothing but a hole for you after all. Are your balls properly drained now, sir? Do you feel any more pain or discomfort? Oh, good. I'm glad this shit is over with. At least there wasn't any mess to clean up. Still, drink it. Like it's a fucking milkshake. Ugh. You're disgusting. Alright, we done? Yes, good. I'm clearing you. We need this bed for real patients. God. Here, a bill of clean health. As well as a bill for your procedure. One private room, testes exam, urine sample, CT scan, codeine, cost of medical supplies, lube, rubber gloves, etc. As well as one semen extraction procedure performed by a registered nurse. Brings that total to 12,584.31. If you have insurance. Next time, just watch some porn and jerk off. I gotta get the fuck out of my hospital. I got work to